One of the hardest parts of aging conversations is not always the topic itself. Often, the hardest part is simply beginning. Families may sense that something needs to be discussed, but they do not know how to start without sounding pushy, fearful, or disrespectful. In this video, I want to give you a calmer and more dignified way to begin. First, start before the crisis. A hospital stay, a driving scare, or a financial problem is not the best time for a family's first serious conversation. When people feel pressured, they often become defensive. But when things are relatively calm, there is more room for listening, honesty, and prayerful reflection. If you are the adult child, begin with respect, not alarm. Your goal is not to arrive with a speech, a checklist, or a plan to take over. Your goal is to open the door. A gentle beginning may sound like this. Mom, I'd love to talk sometime about how we can prepare well for the future while things are calm. Or Dad, I'm not trying to pressure you. I just want to understand what matters most to you as the years go on. If you are the parent, try to hear the concern beneath the awkward words. Sometimes adult children begin clumsily, not because they want control, but because they care and do not know how to say it well. Openness can be a gift. It does not mean surrendering your dignity. It means using your voice while you still have strength and clarity to shape the conversation. If you are taking this course together, remember that this is a shared journey. The goal is not to decide everything in one sitting. The goal is to start building a pattern of truthful, respectful conversation over time. Timing matters. Tone matters. Setting matters. Choose a calm moment, not a family blow-up. Choose a private and respectful setting, not a public confrontation. Keep the first conversation smaller than you think it needs to be. You do not have to cover every issue at once. Sometimes the first step is simply asking, "What are your hopes and concerns for the years ahead?" That kind of question creates room for dignity. This course offers broad Christian wisdom and practical preparation, not legal, medical, or financial advice. Families should consult qualified professionals when specific decisions are needed, but wise preparation begins with conversation, and conversation begins with humility. For ministers, chaplains, and Christian life coaches, this is also important. Many families need someone to model calm, respectful language. Ministry leaders can help people begin well without acting like attorneys, therapists, or controllers. What not to do? Do not begin with panic. Do not talk to your parent as if he or she is already a child. Do not try to solve 10 years of concerns in one conversation. Do not confuse pressure with love. Do not wait for the perfect moment, because that moment may never come. A better path is to begin gently, speak honestly, listen carefully, and keep the relationship stronger than the fear. That is how dignity is preserved and trust is built.